Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
You have two quarterbacks. Who, one of them, obviously didn't do wonderfully well in the first couple of years of his career in Pittsburgh, and then went to Philadelphia, won a Super Bowl ring as a backup, but the Super Bowl team wanted him at least for 1 year as their backup quarterback, and he has a record of like 15-10 as an NFL starter. And your other one is a guy who lit it up for you 2 years ago, who, though 40 years old, still has the arm, which we will all admit, and did a nice job for you a couple of years ago. I won't say great job, but did a nice job. And you trade them both by week four to go with quarterbacks you took in the third and the fifth. Not even in the first. The Giants took Jackson Dart in the first round. Okay, you drafted Jackson Dart to be your quarterback if you're the Giants. Cam Ward is starting for Tennessee. They're not good. But you drafted Cam Ward number one overall. What's that mean? It means he's going to play.
Right, for sure.
And you traded both guys with experience and left the quarterback room to be two rookies taken in the third and the fifth. That could very easily be Mike Tomlin.
But you got Bailey Zappe.
Just throwing a shot out to...
to Kevin?
Yeah. Could be. We're going to hear from Kevin. His press conference is coming up at 1:00.
You do think it's odd that they traded to the Bengals, right? We never really talked about that last
time. I think it's odd they traded Kenny Pickett before he ever played a snap here. And I think it's odd that they traded Joe Flacco to the Cincinnati Bengals.
I don't know.
When they were trying to catch, in theory, Andy, in theory, you're trying to catch the Bengals in the division. And Jake Browning is stinking out the joint. And they have no hope. Until you give them hope. Jamar Chase thanked the Bengals organization for caring enough to try and go get a quarterback to salvage things.
It's frustrating.
Q's in Cleveland. Hello, Q.
Hey, Q.
How you guys doing, Andy?
Oh, hanging in. Say hi to my friend Jeff.
Hi, Q.
How you guys doing, man? Shout out to Big C. He always used to listen to me calling in.
Nice.
All right, guys, let me get to it. The basic common denominator I'm seeing, man, out of all this thing that's unfolding is between Deshaun Watson, Joe Flacco, and Baker Mayfield. I'm going to list those three guys. Mm-hmm. Common denominator is Kevin Stefanski's offense. I don't think that the offense is, you know, like he just loves to sling the ball around the yard, man. I mean,
I don't know. Did you watch yesterday, Q, man?
Yeah.
The yard was only about, it was fenced in, so the dog couldn't go very far.
Yeah, it was five feet deep.
Yeah, five. Or 6 feet under.
I'm looking at it like this, man. I mean, I think that the Kevin Stefanski experiment is over. Him and Andrew Berry, I think they need to be the package deal to leave. They were grouped as a package deal to start. Andrew Berry, I don't know what his problem is with picking skill guys. He does not pick skill guys. He does not prioritize skill guys. If you look at it, guys, his picks are mainly defensive assets, and he goes to these waiver wires and try to get guys off of practice squads for receivers. We got rid of Donovan Peoples-Jones, and we got another Donovan Peoples-Jones. Same body type, same speed with Tillman. You know, now we don't even know who the other receiver is on the opposite side of Judy because they can't, whoever it is, we can't get them the football. So I just think that Mike Tomlin saying what he said, I think he said that because it's true. The Cincinnati Bengals got better when you gave them Flacco. They got they're going to be actually better. I mean, just think, Flacco had minimal time to prepare against Green Bay, but just think, give him a week and Flacco's going to come in and he's going to show you why the Bengals have been winning. You know, we always address the offensive line. Oh, we need offensive line.
So- Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Cincinnati has had the worst offensive line in football, but yet they're winning because they have a legit 1 and 2 receiver in Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins.
Mm-hmm.
That's the separation from us and other teams. We have no 1 and 2. And, you know, I give Judy a 2 at best. At best. You know, that's why Denver didn't want to pay him the money because he couldn't hold on to the football.
And Q, I think you're right about that. By the way, the Bengals aren't winning. They've lost 4 straight since Joe Burrow went out.
I want to see what Flacco looks like. Who do they play next week? I don't even know. I want to see what it looks like. I mean, I want to get more than 4 days run-up time.
The Pittsburgh Steelers on Thursday night football.
Oh, that doesn't help.
So that's why he was talking about Flacco.
And you can listen to it right here in your home of West Owens coverage of Thursday night football. 92.3 The Fan.
Excellent promo.
Jim's in Strongsville. Hi, James.
Let's not get carried away. I don't think Joe Flacco is the savior of the Bengals.
No, I was getting carried away. I just thought that.
But he'll Dan play had, better for them than Jake Browning.
Yeah, but Dan had a great promo read there. I can't overlook that. All the guys in the promo room are really happy right now, the way you executed and the way you made that happen there. Good job, Dan.
Well, Dan's a legend. Let's be honest with ourselves.
He is. That's true. The way he handles things out on the grass, it's unbelievable.
Anyways, guys, here's my concern. Where I'm starting to go with this is where the bricks are starting to kind of crumble a little bit is all we've ever talked about over the last 6 years is that this group is so collaborative. They're so together on every decision. And like, I know now we're starting to see breaks where we're splitting it and saying, well, Kevin Stefanski he doesn't pick the players. But look, we've always said, and I don't think these guys make decisions independent of one another. I just don't think they were ever like that. If they are now, that's even more of a sign that things are bad. But I'll tell you what, I didn't think that the Baker Mayfield thing, I didn't think that would impact these guys or how they were viewed or their future here. But if I'm Jimmy Haslam, because Andy, you might disagree with me because I know this is kind of, we go back and forth on it.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I don't think Jimmy Haslam went to those guys and said, let's go get Deshaun Watson. Baker Mayfield's not the answer. I think that initially was brought up by Barry and Stefanski.
I could lean towards what you're saying. I could lean towards that. I do think, though, that Jeff and I have talked about this before.
I wouldn't say Stefanski.
That they felt like they could upgrade from Baker. That's kind of that's fair?
They wanted to make a move. If they're going to have to pay a quarterback a ton of money, they thought probably that they could upgrade from Baker for the price tag.
Well, my take is now, and I didn't think this would be the case, the better Baker plays, I'm just looking at this from Jimmy Haslam's standpoint. How am I not stepping back and being like, these two guys came to me and says we need to upgrade the quarterback to Deshaun Watson. Baker's just not going to be good enough to do whatever. And I'm sitting here and I'm watching the Buccaneers. And how am I not looking back at these guys and saying, okay, I know I want to give you a pass because Deshaun was a wild failure. I don't know how some blame or some stain or stink doesn't fall on these guys to the point where it's like,
part of the point that you need to look at is the point where Deshaun said, no, thank you. What happened there? What happened after Deshaun said, no, thank you? Now,
were you sure he said thank you?
Deshaun said you're off the list. He may not have said thank you. The Browns were done.
Yeah, but does that absolve those guys for bringing it up in the first place? I mean,
I'll buy that. I'll buy that.
No, you're right, Jim.
At the end of the day, Jimmy had to sign off on the whole thing. He did.
There's no question.
And Baker wanted nothing to do with our front office. I don't know.
Well, that's all right. Miles Garrett demanded a trade.
Baker wanted nothing to do with our front office at that point and rolled the dice like he did on himself twice in college. Said, I don't care. I don't want to play for those guys anymore. Get me to where I can be. And now, every time I turn on the TV, everyone's talking about him being an MVP. It sucks. The whole thing sucks because it could have been handled a lot different on both sides. Maybe it never would have happened here with Baker because Baker needed to grow up a little bit too, and I think he definitely has. And even if you watched yesterday, although he did something last week that made me think twice too, but it hurts every time I see Baker in MVP talk all the time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.